It's Friday, so that means it's podcast day. And in over 2 years, we've never failed to upload a podcast on a Friday. However, today is Friday, the 25th of December. Hello, and welcome to a podcast from the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose. For the last couple of years, we've done some Christmas specials. The first year we did the 12 Bites of Christmas, and last year we found out various reasons why Santa came to urgent care. But this year, I've not had the time, so today I would just like to take a quick look back at the year just gone. Next week, which is New Year's Eve, we'll take a quick look forwards to 2021. 2020 will be spoken about for years to come, and despite the calendar year changing next week, for many around this world, this year will linger long into the next. But with the advent of viable and effective vaccines, it is looking hopeful that we will get back to some sort of normalcy at some point in 2021. This time last year, I do not think any of us could have envisaged how quickly our worlds would be turned upside down, with a pandemic that has left no corner of the world untouched. We have been fortunate here in New Zealand. We went early into a hard lockdown and have since managed to control our borders to prevent the re-emergence of this virus within our community. It is true we are a small, isolated, island nation, but we've had good leadership across all sectors and the public got on board with the elimination idea. All this meant our experience of this pandemic has been very different to our colleagues around the world. The USA, mainland Europe, Ireland, and the United Kingdom have all been hit hard, and for many, this battle continues. My thoughts are with you all, and hope that vaccines bring you relief soon. But despite the fact that we did not experience a significant wave here, I think we as a New Zealand-based urgent care community can still reflect on this year with pride. Throughout lockdown, our urgent care clinics remained open and delivered urgent care to those patients who needed it. It was so important that people were able to access healthcare still, and the way our clinical leaders ensured processes to maintain patient and clinician safety was impressive. Everybody pulled together. The Pandemic Response Committee shared valuable information in a timely manner, and people used the college forum to share ideas and ask questions. In addition to this, many of our doctors helped organise, run, and swab in the community-based assessment centres. And during the height of lockdown, patient numbers dwindled, revenues dried up for clinics, and a lot of people had limited work opportunities. But we got through, and I think the events of this year have further demonstrated the value of urgent care to the New Zealand health system. Thank you all for adapting, stepping up when asked, continuing to work through uncertain times with positivity and camaraderie, and for showing why urgent care is the best specialty one could choose to be a part of in New Zealand, or indeed the world. I hope you all get some time off over the holiday period. I hope that as many of you as able can get to spend time with your family this Christmas. For those of you back home in the UK, or anywhere where COVID restrictions prevent you being with loved ones, this too will pass, and Christmas 2021 will be all the sweeter. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then. But for now, Merry Christmas, and thanks for listening.